Good evening and welcome. It is time for us to enter into our worship this evening. In lieu of our Bible study, this being the last Lord's Day of the month, because we're heading into 2016, we'll have a singing this evening. So let's all be prepared for singing songs of praise. And there was a different song handout tonight. So if you didn't get the one for tonight, it's not the same as the one this morning. So there should be some more in the back, so go and grab one if you didn't get one on your way in. Reminder, business meeting, January 12th, not forget that. And then one addition to the announcements, Myrtle Pritchard is one of the members here, of course, that can't get out regularly. She's not able to get out and worship with us, but I guess folks have put together some baskets, and it was delivered today, and she was most thankful, just very, very thankful. She ended up calling Jan and letting her know how thankful she was for that. But she also mentioned that she had been in the hospital for a while with some heart issues. So we need to be checking up on Myrtle. She's back at her home, at her location, but you know, let's be visiting her and others and checking up where we can. But she seems to be okay and wasn't real communicative of what the problem may have been. But anyway, let's keep checking up on folks and making sure we know what's going on with our folks and see what we can do to help. That's all I wanted to add to the announcements this evening. We are going to have a singing. And to begin our worship, though, we are going to have a word of prayer. And I believe Al Craig was going to, yes, Al's going to do our opening prayer this evening. So would you all please bow as we go to our Father in prayer. Al?
Father, as we come toward the end of this day and we think back over the opportunity that we had to assemble this morning and be together and offer our praise to you. We're thankful for each and every Lord's Day. And now this evening, as we place our emphasis upon singing, we are thankful that you have provided that opportunity for us. As we look in the scriptures, we're mindful of the importance of offering our praise and our petitions in song. And pray that you'll be with us as we do that this evening. We pray for Sister Burright and others who are confined or those who are struggling with illness at this time. Be with them and give them strength and help in every way. Help us as we go forward in this coming year that we will be strongly committed, that we will be devoted in your service, and help us to reach those who need the gospel and that they might see the truth and see the opportunity to reach that eternal home in heaven. We pray that you bless us now in this hour and help us as we worship in the name of Christ. Amen.
Take your songbooks and turn to number 47. Number 47. God is so good. Sing all four verses and repeat verse 1 softly. Number 47.
God is so good. God is so good.
Jesus is real. Jesus.
The opportunity to partake. Number 175, breaking of bread.
This evening, as these those who are unable to partake of the bread this morning are able to do so, we all can reflect upon Jesus Christ, the one person in all of history that has to be dealt with by everyone. Everyone has to decide who this man from Galilee was. Was he a pretender, or was he indeed God's son? We proclaim him as God's son, and we remember that he died for us. And this evening, as these partake of the emblems, we remember his body that was broken for us. He became our sacrifice. He was God's plan of redemption that allowed us to be brought back to God's side through his death. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, as we are gathered here this evening and these partake of the emblems this evening, and remember your son's body as it was hung on the cross, and as these partake of the bread, we remember his body that was broken for us, and his love that he showed to us, and his willingness to be that perfect sacrifice that we needed so that we could be brought back to you in a saved state, washed from our sins. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please raise your hands as we pass by.
Father, we continue our prayer at this time, thankful for the sacrifice of your Son, and we pray now that for those that partake of this emblem of the blood of the new covenant, in Christ's name, amen.
Please open your hymn books to hymn number, let's see what it's going to do, 68, hymn number 68. Lord, we come before thee now, at thy feet we humbly bow. Oh, do not our suit disdain, shall we seek thee, Lord, in vain? Shall we seek thee, Lord, in vain? Lord, on thee our souls depend, in compassion now descend. Fill our hearts with thy rich grace, to our lips to sing thy praise, to our lips to sing thy praise. Grant that all may sing and find thee, our God, supremely kind. Heal the sick, the captive free. Let us all rejoice in thee. Let us all rejoice in thee. If you take your supplements, I'd like to sing hymn number 50. Hymn number 50, Till the Storm Passes By. And I know we haven't sung this one, but maybe a few times, and we did over at the Hafer's house. I thought we learned it pretty well over there. I don't think that I have led it here, so I'd like to go ahead and try it. It's a beautiful song. No. In the dark of the midnight have I oft hid my face, while the storm howls above me and there's no hiding place. Mid the crash of the thunder, precious Lord, hear my cry, keep me safe, till the storm passes by, till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Oh.
the storm passes by. Many times Satan whispered, there is no need to cry, for there's no end of sorrow, there's no hope by and by. But I know thou art with me, and tomorrow I'll rise with the storm. Never darkens the sky till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever through the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by. When the long night has ended and the storm comes no more, let me stand in thy presence on the bright, peaceful shore. In that land where the tempest never comes, Lord, may I dwell with thee. When the storm passes by, till the storm passes over, till the thunder sounds no more, till the clouds roll forever from the sky. Hold me fast, let me stand in the hollow of thy hand. Keep me safe till the storm passes by.
Next, I'd like you to take the sheets that were handed out, and we'll sing A River of Crimson. It's been a long time, I think, since we've done this song. So what I would like to do is I would like to first sing the first verse just in unison, just so that we can get used to the melody of the song, and then I'll start it all over again, and then we can sing with the parts. Do so. I'll take it slow. A river of crimson flowed from his side. A river of crimson made me alive. He was born for my sorrows and died on that tree. A river of crimson flowed down to me. I'll speed it up just a little bit, and now we can do the whole song. We'll just do our parts. Do so. A river of crimson flowed from his side. A river of crimson made me alive. He was born for my sorrows and died on that tree. A river of crimson flowed down to me. A river of crimson flowed for my sins. A river of crimson cleansed me within. He was born for my sorrows and died on that tree. A river of crimson washed over me. A river of crimson opened my eyes. A river of crimson made my heart cry. He was born for my sorrows and died on that tree. A river of crimson beckoned to me. A river of crimson, precious and clear. A river of crimson brings us so near. Jesus bore all our sorrows and died on that tree. A river of crimson flowed down to me.
Turn in your songbooks, please, to song number 190. 190. We're marching to Zion.
Come we that love the Lord and let our joys be known. Join in a song with sweet accord. Join in a song with sweet accord. And thus around the throne, and thus around the throne, we're marching to Zion. Beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Let those refuse to sing who never knew our God, but children of the heavenly King, but children of the heavenly King, may speak their joys abroad, may speak their joys abroad. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God. Then let our songs abound and every tear be dry. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground. We're marching through Emmanuel's ground.
to fairer worlds on high, to fairer worlds on high. We're marching to Zion, beautiful, beautiful Zion. We're marching upward to Zion, the beautiful city of God.
Now please turn to song number 267. 267. Jesus Loves Me.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me, yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me, the Bible tells me so. Jesus loves me, He who died, heaven's gate to open wide. He will wash away my sin. Let His little child come in. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Jesus, take this heart of mine, make it pure and holy thine. Thou hast bled and died for me, I will henceforth live for thee. Yes, Jesus loves me.
The next song is going to be one that's handed out by Dale and Kevin, it looks like. And this is a song I wrote recently. And by the way, I've started writing a few songs. And if you don't like them, you can blame it on Dale Brummett, because he showed me this music program, composing program. And it's a lot easier to put together a song on something like that than just scratching it out on paper. So, but it's a song that I've thought about for a long time, actually, before I'd even thought about really seriously trying to write a song. But it's based on a verse in Ephesians chapter 5 and verse 14 really is the verse that it's focused on. But I'll start reading verse 13 in a minute. But it's actually something that Paul quotes in this letter to the Ephesians. And most scholars think that it actually is an ancient song, or a verse, or a few words or phrases from an ancient song that Paul's referring to. Because he quotes it. He says, "For this reason it says, awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you." There isn't any Old Testament passage that he's quoting those words from, although those thoughts in various places are found in the Old Testament. And so, as I say, there's a lot of people that think that this is an ancient song that
or some other saying at least that the people were familiar with that Paul was referring to. And so I thought it'd be kind of interesting to try to revive this old song, if that's what it is, or to put these words to music for us to sing today. But I'd like to read a little bit more of the context just to give us more to think about and reflect on some of the thoughts that are expressed in the song. Verse 13 says, "But all things become visible when they are exposed by the light, for everything that becomes visible is light. For this reason it says, 'Awake, sleeper, and arise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you.' Therefore be careful how you walk, not as unwise men, but as wise, making the most of your time, because the days are evil. So then do not be foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." So it's an exhortation to us as Christians to wake up, to live as we should, to do what is right, and to let the light of Christ shine within our lives and from our lives. That's the basic thought of the exhortation, and so that's the idea behind the psalm. So let's start out. Looks like everybody's gotten a copy now. And by the way, there's a couple, there's a stanza on the back there just to let you know that part of the song is on the back. Let's just start out and sing the verse, the melody through. And when we get to the chorus, I'll just say that the soprano, there's a soprano lead in the chorus. The other three parts then have something else going on. Not a real complicated song, but for now we're just going to sing the soprano lead as we go through the chorus the first time through. I'll probably then just sing the bass part with the basses in the audience here to get a picture of how that sounds and how the counter the sort of offset in the chorus works. Okay, so let's just sing verse 1 all together, and again, we'll just do the soprano lead in the chorus.
As clear as the voice of Jesus, as sure as the morning sun, you know that you need a Savior. You know He's the only one. Awake, sleeper, awake. Awake, sleeper, awake. Shine on you. Yes, Christ will shine on you.
Okay, so not so hard. Now, as I said, I think we'll just try the bass part. The bass part isn't too difficult, although when we get to the chorus, there is... You know, it's a little different than the lead in terms of its rhythm. And you'll notice, well, I guess we'll get there when we get there. But there's some interesting ups and downs in the bass part. So let's try that with the basses. And that'll give everybody else, again, an idea of how the chorus works as well.
As clear as the voice of Jesus, as sure as the morning sun, you know that you need a Savior. You know He's the only one. Rise from the dead. Come back to life.
life. Rise from the dead, come back to life. Rise from the dead, sleeper, awake, awake. And Christ will shine on you. Yes, Christ will shine on you.
All right. I hope that helped. Okay, so let's go ahead and try singing it through. And just, I guess I'll comment on the chorus. The soprano lead starts with the of awake. And there's a rest there for everybody else. The bass, tenor, and whatever the other part is called. Alto, thank you. There's a rest there. You come in on the next beat. And so we'll give it a try, and hopefully it won't totally crash and burn.
As clear as the voice of Jesus, as sure as the morning sun, you know that you need a Savior. You know He's the only one. Awake, sleeper, awake, awake, sleeper, awake.
Is that working? It sounded good from up here? All right. Well, I think we've got the idea. Then let's go ahead and just sing all three verses through, and we'll call it good for tonight.
As clear as the voice of Jesus, as sure as the morning sun, you know that you need a Savior. You know He's the only one. Awake, sleeper, awake. Awake, sleeper, awake. Awake, awake, and Christ will shine on you. Yes, Christ will shine on you. He's called o'er the span of ages. He calls yet in truth and grace. He wants you to know His favor. He wants you to see His face. Awake, sleeper, awake. Awake, sleeper, awake. Love and
from strife. In him faith will have its victory. In him there is hope and life. Awake, sleeper, awake. Awake, sleeper, awake. Awake, sleeper, awake. Awake, and Christ will shine on you.
Okay, probably should be sung a little bit faster than that, but for tonight we're just late.
Chris wants to sing "Our God is Alive," so let's sing it. Number 9. Let's stand up together if you can, and let's get our faces out of our songbooks. We're singing to each other and we're singing to God. Number 9.
Do mi so. There is beyond the azure blue a God concealed from human sight. He dimmed the skies in heavenly hue and framed the world with his great mind.
There is a God.
There is a God.
He is alive.
He is alive.
In him we live. There is a God.
Ryan led a song this morning that Cliff and I wrote, and this is a good opportunity to sing it again. And I think most of you probably have a copy. If you don't, I have a few more right here. Anyone need a copy of My Lord's Enduring Love? I see one hand over here. I better keep one. We need to find a way to use these songs. That's why they're written, so that we can worship God. And it's not very convenient for us to be passing out sheets of paper all the time, but we'll figure that out. My Lord's Enduring Love. I would just like to point out one thing that I noticed this morning on the very last phrase of the song, "And I thank you as I journey on." What I'm hearing is, "And I thank you as I journey on." That's incorrect. It's not "I journey on," it's "And I thank you as I journey on." That may seem really picky, but I wrote it. Okay, let's sing it, and then we'll have a short lesson from Steve. Doso mi, the long road of life provides many a turn. Some I should take and some I should spurn. God's love has preserved His dear word as my guide. His way is a path I must find. Lord, You are my strength and You are my song. Your love is enduring as life moves along. You become my salvation through Jesus, Your Son. And I thank You as I journey on. Each day as I travel surrounded by sin, I pray the battles I wage I will win. With the help of my Lord, with His care and concern, I am able to live and to learn. Lord, You are my strength and You are my song. Your love is enduring as life moves along. You become my salvation through Jesus, Your Son. And I thank You as I journey on. The goal of my walk becomes clear straight ahead. Heaven to reach as onward I am led. Though at times I still struggle to live life anew, God's enduring love leads me through. Lord, You are my strength and You are my song. Your love is enduring as life moves along. You become my salvation through Jesus, Your Son. And I thank You as I journey on. The song after the lesson this evening will be number 300, "I Am Coming, Lord."
I just think that's awesome. was seated on the throne said, "Behold, I am making all things new." And he said, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." And he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I will give from the spring of the water of life without payment. To the one who conquers will have this heritage, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. But as for the cowardly, the faithless, the detestable, as for murderers, the sexually immoral, sorcerers, idolaters, and all liars, their portion will be in the lake that burns with fire and sulfur, which is the second death." As you read this, there are really only two kinds of people. There are the kind of people who thirst for the water of life, and there are the kind of people who are detestable. And there are two kinds of outcomes. There is life on one hand, and there is death in a lake of fire on the other hand. Now this is Jesus talking from the throne. But if you turn back with me to Matthew 25:41, what you'll find is a very similar teaching. So it's not just the one time Jesus said this, he says this multiple times. In Matthew 25:31, it says, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate the people from one another, as the shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on his left. And the king will say to those on his right, 'Come, you who are blessed, my Father, inherit a kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world.'" Now skip down to verse 41. It says, "Then he will say to those on his left, 'Depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels.'" Again, what you see Jesus doing is saying, there is a judgment coming. And there's going to be one of two results for you. There's either going to be a result of life and a reward, or a result of death in a lake of fire prepared for Satan and his angels. See, it wasn't prepared for man. But man has become an agent of Satan. And you might be one of those people who think, "Well, I'm young. I have plenty of time. This might be true, but I'm going to sow my oats while I'm young. I'm going to do the things I want to do now and change later." Maybe that thought crosses your mind. Maybe it's just you think you have time to make the changes and you're going to be gradual about it. If you go to the beginning of Matthew 25, what it says is there are 10 virgins, and some are ready with some oil and some are not ready. And when the bridegroom comes, those who are not ready are left out in the dark. And so you don't have the time you think you have. There are some who might be the kind of person who says, "I'm going to be conservative about what God has given me. I'm going to make sure I'm saved. But you know, I'm quiet, I'm introverted, I don't really know what to do." You have all these excuses. And so you might be like the guy who goes and buries his talent in the ground. But when the master comes, he expects a return on his investment. You know, he doesn't give to us in order that we can go hide it in the ground and preserve ourselves. He gives to us so that he can have a return. And you need to think about that. You know, the truth is, there's a judgment coming. And we don't know when. And even if you say, "Okay, well, look at the country, look at all the good people, look at how much is left in the world," you say, "Okay, God's not coming for that." That doesn't even matter, because you could die at any moment. You could slip and get hit by a car crossing the road. You could choke on your dinner tonight. You could have an unexpected health condition come up. Your life is very short and very fragile, and you don't know when it's going to end. And so I'm calling you tonight to think about these things. You know, there is a great reward and a promise, but there is an equally great torment awaiting you. And right now is the time you need to make a decision. If you turn to Acts chapter 16, and I will go ahead and start in verse 30. There was a man singing songs, and the prisoners got loose, and he was going to fall on his sword, and Paul stopped him. And when he realized that he was guilty of the judgment, when he realized the cost of his decisions, he looks at Paul and Silas and says, in Acts 16, verse 30, then he brought them out and said to them, sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, believe in the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, you and your household. And they spoke the word of the Lord to him, to all who were in his house. And they took him in that same hour of the night, washed their wounds, and he was baptized at once, he and all his family. I would say the same thing to you. If right now you're thinking, I am guilty of that fire, I am deserving of that punishment, then come forward as we stand and sing. We'll speak the word of the Lord to you, and we will baptize you so you can be part of the great life and promise that God has for us in his kingdom. Let's go ahead and stand and sing the song.
Thy precious blood that flowed on Calvary. I am coming, Lord, coming now to thee. Wash me, cleanse me in the blood that
all for being here tonight and participating. You know, it's we enjoy writing these songs, and they are for worship. It's not so we can see our name at the top of the page. It's because we serve a God and we want to praise him, and we want to think about his word and sing about his word. And I know I'm speaking for Cliff and I'm speaking for Dave when I say that. Is there anything else that we need to mention before we leave tonight? We'll close in with a word of prayer. Brother Jeff Walker is going to lead us.
Shall we pray? Dear Lord in heaven, we come to you at this time in prayer through your Son. Another close of a day, close of a time that we've come together to worship, study, hear your word, come to you in prayer through your Son, and sing praises songs to you. We're so thankful for that plan. We're so thankful for this day. We're so thankful for the church that you've given us in your word, Lord. Think about things we've heard today, those that we know that have been mentioned, that we can look around and see that are missing, those that are mentioned that are not with us for numerous different reasons. May we look to the scriptures on how to work with those individuals and give us the courage to do so, those that are spiritually weak specifically, and also those who are physically in pain at this time, Lord, to comfort them. Give us the courage to do those things that we know that are right each and every day of our lives here, and as we go our separate ways, as we depart this time, keep us safe. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.